back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We should probably rename the Wise Conversations here. Harford County Positive. We're up in Harford County because we're doing the Crab Cake Tour, and we have promised that we're going to go all over the state. I'm going to be doing that in August. I'm not going to avoid Harford County in August, but I'll come back in September and October. But for the month, we're going to get out. I'm even going to get Don Moeller to zip line with me out in Western Maryland. Well, correct?
This is a field trip for me today. Are you kidding?
Well, you know,
I came through the countryside. I came through beautiful Perry Hall. And the next thing I know, I'm in beautiful Harford County.
So here's what Barry Glassman's here, of course, Harford County Executive. Join us. We're Barrett's on the Pike, and we're going to talk about crab cakes and do all that. But I would think it's like sports radio. Like the guys at 105.7 think I listen to them. I'm like, I am too busy making my own pizza to come to your county.
Right.
And Don's like, I don't really know a whole lot about Harford County. And I'm like, well, because you ran Baltimore County for 2 decades. You don't cross the streams too much, right? You had enough concerns in Baltimore County.
We had a few things going on. Yeah, I think Johnny's pretty busy, as is County Executive Glassman.
They're a little bigger than us, but, you know, we're the seventh biggest jurisdiction in the state, around 250,000 people. So we're in that Big Eight metropolitan group of counties, and believe me, we deal with a lot of the same things the big counties do, just on a little bit smaller level, but we've got sort of the same challenges to make it through not only what we just came through, the pandemic, but going forward. Every year is a challenge.
Well, I got green roomed here right away. You had a few plants here, including from the Boyle family, and Brooke Boyle's apple's not falling far from the political tree here, but Len Parrish is over here sort of checking me out. He comes
right
over, introduces himself, starts the green room a little bit, and I said, the first thing I need to know, if we're in economic development, it took me 15 minutes to get from the other side of 24 over here. I said, it's like South Florida. Like, there's activity. There's people. People are out eating. Yeah. I was in New York yesterday. Nothing's happening. People aren't moving around. Things are moving around up here right now. I can tell.
Yeah, we have been busy all spring. Of course, even through the pandemic, I mean, one of my goals was trying to keep us as open as much as possible. So we never really restricted any more than the state required us. And the county permitting agencies, we kept getting rolling right through our permits and try to keep the local economy moving as much as we could. Our revenue grew by 3% even during the pandemic, and we're booming now in residential, construction, commercial, and so we're going to bounce back pretty strong.
County Executive, you raised that point about your revenues were strong. I think that's been true pretty much across the board in the state, and I think that was counterintuitive to folks. I think at the beginning of the pandemic, certainly many executives, I know council members that I talked to, business leaders, were rubbing their hands. They were like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? But yet you didn't see that downturn that you might have expected. What do you attribute that to when you try to analyze it?
Well, I think the pandemic affected certain sectors, you know, service industry, of course, sales tax, which we don't get. So we live off income tax and property tax. The pandemic did not affect property values. We're just coming off of the moratorium on foreclosures and so forth, but our market's been booming. Houses sell within 5 days here in the county. So property taxes held and income taxes held. I mean, whether folks worked at home or not, and if they were unemployed through the federal benefits, through the First CARES Act, that the supplemental $300 a week, we saw our income tax even hold steady. So we didn't lose those two major pieces of revenue. And, you know, I even cut back a little bit last March. We had our budget drafted, ready to go, the March before, I mean. And so we cut back in anticipation that maybe we were going to see a drop-off. But thank goodness we didn't. So, I mean, it's all for the better for most of the counties in the state.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned the real estate market up here in Harford County. And of course, one of our sponsors at Baltimore County is Moeller & Gary Realtors. And my son, Jeff Moeller, and one of his recent stories, which speaks exactly to what you said, one of your communities up here did not allow, as part of their covenants, for sale signs on the front yard. You had to put them in the front window. So he was up and he was meeting with the owner, getting ready to put their house on sale. And he was literally putting the for sale sign in the front window. And as he's doing that, a car sort of backs up, stops, comes up, knocks, and says, is this house for sale? And he says, well, it's about to be. He sold the house before he could get the sign in the window in Harford County.
People are telling me that, you know, they're paying $20,000 to $30,000 above ask, and so you know, I've been around long enough, like you have, Don. I don't want to date you, but it worries.
You can date me. I date myself.
It worries when we see the market that hot, because I've been on the other end during the recession when the bottom falls out. And so I never get too excited because I know it's not going to last
forever.
It's
all temporary. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's the condition of all of this.
I think what Jeff would say, I've asked him, again, you and I think so much alike in that sense. I've asked him that question. He said, well, while you always worry about it, he said, this is a little different than 08. Then in 08, everything was built on sand. It was all these no-doc loans. It was people being, you know, oh, yeah, you can do it. No money
to
have.
Everybody's got 20% off right now. Yeah. In order to get this rate, you got 20%.
They're paying more, but the loans are solid. Right. So that's a little bit different. How, county executive, how would you describe, it's funny, you and Nestor started chatting about Harford County, and I was thinking, I was only half joking when I said I drove here from Catonsville and came out 95 and came up through beautiful Kingsville and a nice little country through to Gunpowder and all the way over here.
Oh, you did the country drive.
Came right through
the old Blue Bell where we used to go.
Right through the country drive. How do you describe Harford County to folks at this point and where it is? You're talking about it's about...
compared it to South Florida. The traffic just getting crazy.
Came up through the...
Are you urban? Are you suburban? What are you rural? What is Harford County?
We've got that mix, and I kind of... It's sort of like Baltimore County. I mean, we've had since 1972 a designated growth envelope that basically is along 95 up 24, an inverted T, up to Faustin, and the top edge of the... development envelope is not much north than right here at Route
Forest Hilly, kind of, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's our designated growth area. You get outside of that, you up to, in the northern part of the county where I live, we've got close to 70,000 acres in land preservation. Agriculture is still the biggest industry. And so we are one of those growing suburban counties that I think through some good land use decisions has made a decision to preserve our agricultural areas and try to preserve those. Yet, you know, you've got to grow so much per year to meet your school debt and your debt. And it does take a certain degree of growth. So we're just trying to manage that without too much at
once. Explain that to me. Said something. You got to manage for school. Give me future betting and what people who ran the county before you bet on that things would change in Abingdon or businesses come in or you need more industry.
So if you think back to the early 1980s, Harford County created this development envelope, this growth area, and the fathers probably back then, the folks on the county council, probably zoned too much. I mean, all the residential that you see up and down 24 up to Forest Hill was all zoned high density residential. So we grew in the 90s. That's when a lot of folks moved out of Baltimore County, Baltimore City, that flight that began to the suburbs.
I'm a Dundalk High, 82, so I'll date him.
Right.
80% of my high school class lives in your county.
Right. So they moved up. And
that's a great example.
Yeah. And so we grew too fast. We were building elementary when I was on the county council 30 years ago. We were building an elementary school every single year and still had portables to try to balance it. We've learned since that time, and over our last 6 years, we've really learned to finesse that to try to make sure that we project growth to what we can handle with the infrastructure, roads, water and sewer, and school. So, and we've got it down to, you know, knowing that we need 1,500 to 2,000 units a year in order to help with debt payments, our AAA bond rating, and what we can handle. Sometimes a recession takes care of that, and you do less than 1,500 a unit. We're just now getting back up to that level where it's fairly robust, not too much, but something that really sustains the county.
But do you have to grow?
You have to grow some. I know that it's tough, and believe me, I was born and raised in the northern part of the county, and there's still a large segment of folks that think we've grown too much, hate to see a new housing development. And so, you know, it's finding that right balance, trying to figure out, you know, we got to have some, how we're going to do it, make sure we put it in areas that have the infrastructure, and then go with it. Now, when you talk about roads, so 24 was built 30 years ago, and between taking away highway user funds and the state kind of working on larger transportation projects in the state, many suburban counties like Harford County, we haven't built a new state highway in 30 years. The bypass was extended a little bit about 8 years ago, but you know, many suburban counties in the state still deal with traffic difficulties because really, we have not built any new roads, and that's tough. On
see,
the
I
state
know this
level.
Where Don's going to start talking some Buttigieg over here, right? And some infrastructure week
right.
here, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this money does come from the federal government. You talk about how well Harford County's doing, and I know your side of the fence and red and blue and all of that, but giving money away, the fact that your county still held together. The federal government did a nice job the last year and a
they
half
did.
In regard to PPP. I'm a small business owner. You know, you talk about people not getting thrown out of their houses. It's a big issue in the city, but I'm sure it's just as big an issue in your. It's a big issue everywhere.
Yeah, the CARES Act for us, and we, some of the smaller counties, we had to fight originally. The state was going to hold on to a lot of the CARES fund and only reimburse us, but to their credit, Johnny O. Montgomery County, some of the larger counties came to our defense and said, you know, give it to the counties and let the counties distribute these grants. We're closer to the people. So we did about $40 million, 20 in PPE and all our safety supplies for the schools, the county, our EMS fire, and then about $20 million went to our small business grants. And so we distributed all that through the original CARES Act. And it was, believe me, that was a lifesaver for our restaurants and our small businesses. I did those quarterly to try to pace it out a little bit, but we spent every cent of that. And to me, that was a safety net for a lot of our small businesses. We're also fortunate down along Route 40, we still have Aberdeen Proving Ground. That is a growing base that was realigned about 6 years ago under the BRAC and has a new mission there. Not many uniformed troops, but really is the think tank of the Army as far as research, design standards for safety for all our troops. And so having a growing military base, which Senator Van Hollen and our congressional delegation has really helped us, makes us strong, too, to have an employer that strong that is growing in their mission is a good foundation for us. Been with us over 100 years. So like any military town, we treasure our installation here.
I'm wearing red,
and
white, and blue.
Partnerships, yeah.
Look, 4th of July. Look at this.
Army strong.
Red, white, Army strong. Did Brack, because in Baltimore County, and I'm not poo-pooing,
right.
Brack, and that was base realignment, something commission, right?
Right.
I forget the exact, but doing with base closures elsewhere, it was coming to Harford County, it was Baltimore, Anne Arundel. There was supposed to be this really economic boom. I don't know that we could ever put our finger on that boom becoming what we
right.
thought it might have been. How about out here in Harford County?
No, we didn't get that residential or
right.
population because Fort Monmouth up in New Jersey, a lot of those folks, because of the real estate market, were going to take a beating on their houses, or they had older children, they wanted to graduate in New Jersey. So we never saw that influx
correct.
Of people and population growth. Where we've seen it is employee, civilian, and contractor defense growth on and off the installation, but also the missions there have grown significantly with the biochem, cybersecurity, all those kind of high-tech missions that's really helped us. So that has helped, but we really didn't see that the population growth that they told us.
Nestor, this might be a good place to take a break because I want to tell you.
Making crab cakes?
Well, I think crab cakes are coming, but here's what I want to talk about when we come back. I imagine our listeners are sitting out there And we've said this before about County Executive Glassman. I know it frustrates you and me because we want to know why there aren't more Republican leaders like the county executive who can be a problem solver. And he's smiling. I know he's saying, don't put me on the spot now with my party. But the bottom line is,
well, he's going to need Democrats to vote for him.
He's a guy. He's a guy that can work across the aisle, work with people. And I think when we come back, good place to start is, why is that? How's he made that work for him? And why can't we translate that on a bigger level?
And we're one step closer to the crab cake as well. For those who are wondering why we're at Barrett's on the Pike up here in Bel Air, well, my wife was diagnosed with cancer back in 14. Her office always went to the Barrett's in Hunt Valley. And I know, Don, you've been there many times. As well. And we talked about opening new businesses. And I talked to Paul here and called a couple weeks ago. And I know you had a relationship here. I said, I love the crab cake at Barrett's up in Hunt Valley. And I said, I'm going to honor them for, they hosted several events during my wife's illness when we were swabbing people. So I wanted to repay the kindness and bring it up here to Barrett's in Bel Air.
But you're not going to rate them. You're not going to rate them. But County Executive, you are about, you will see an amazing feat. Nestor fancies himself sort of the Guy Fieri, the Bobby Flay.
I just like food. Yeah.
And he's going to tell you about the aroma.
Do you want to hear what I ate in New York the last 3 days? It'll take the whole next segment.
Now, in Harford County, we just put our head down and go.
Oh, no. No, he's going to tell you
what. Don't go playing the farmer role here.
He's going to tell you what.
We do.
Do they get crab cakes in northern Harford County?
We do, but, you know, you got to eat and get back out in the field. You can't fool around with it.
Do they pull crabs from Susquehanna?
He's more Reed Drummond. He's more Reed Drummond. He's more Pioneer Woman up here, man. It's ranch food.
I bet there are 50 places to get a decent crab cake in Harford County.
There is. We have some great restaurants. And you come back in September and October, those big fat crabs start working their way up.
There we go.
The top of the bay or down here at Otter.
You start talking all this farming and stuff. You got me working on some summer corn. You got me working some peaches, some heirloom tomatoes. County Executive Barry Glassman is with us. We are in Bel Air. Former County Executive Don Moeller, our partner crime here. 4th of July weekend, celebrating America, celebrating Bel Air, and celebrating crab cakes. We're back for more from Barrett's on the Pike in Bel Air right after this.